What happened to you in Philly, the city of brotherly love, the home of the Liberty Bell? Rocky, did you run the stairs at the library? I think they tore that library down.
Did what?
I think I remember them tearing that library down.
How is that
down.
Possible? Then where's the statue?
I don't think the statue's there anymore. I think it's in Stallone's garden.
Is that the name? That sounds like the name of a bad rom-com.
Like an Italian. It's an Italian restaurant.
Terrible rom-com. Yeah.
He's a Southie. I don't know where the statue is. I may be completely erroneous. I have not been to Philly in a while.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people call it Philly. Do they call it Philly?
They call it Philly. They call it Philly, yeah. Right. Well, I was there for a wedding, but that was in Delaware. So we weren't in Philly much.
Oh. So just use that as a base camp?
Well, as a flight. Port.
All right. Flight port.
There was an, yes.
There's an airfield there.
There was an airfield.
Took a twin prop over there, did you?
That we saw two twin props.
Did you really?
We saw two twin props just flying around, and I don't know.
Just flying around aimlessly?
I don't know. There's military there.
Oh, were they military planes? Here's a good way to tell if they're military planes. Were there any sort of stars or emblems on them?
They were painted like the American flag.
The whole plane?
No, they weren't. I couldn't see. The sun was kind of, it was like a Desert Storm kind of shot with the sun in the background.
Wow.
And
they were just in shadow.
Yeah.
En fuego.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you say shadow?
No, that's dark. That's flames. That's in flames. I hope they weren't in flames.
No. They were healthy.
All right, good.
They were healthy. We flew into Philly for this wedding. And then the idea was we would visit my grandmother because she.
Oh.
Yeah, my dad is from Philadelphia.
Okay.
So I've got
my wife was born in Philadelphia.
Really?
Yep. Why would I lie about that?
I don't know.
That would be the weirdest thing for me to choose to lie about.
Does she have a lot of family out there?
No.
Oh.
I don't know why. I don't know why she was born in Philadelphia. I should ask her. I think, was her dad in school or they were living out there at the time?
Oh.
Yeah. But then they moved to Michigan. But anyway, she was born in Philly.
Well,
so there you go.
So was my dad.
All right.
So
nice.
Yeah.
We should introduce them. They'll have coffee. Bond over a cheesesteak. I don't know what they do.
God, cheesesteaks are so good. So I wanted to visit my grandmother, see her briefly before we went to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were looking at the train schedule. She's kind of in the burbs, and a train would have been about almost 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like an Amtrak or their public transportation train?
The SEPTA.
Oh.
Which reminds me of the SEPTA who taught Arya and Sansa Stark how to read and write and be ladies in Game of Thrones. The SEPTA.
Wow.
It's the name of their teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm furious.
You know I slept through the first 4 seasons.
That's true.
Just about every episode.
That's true. So
I've been awake for this one, though.
So we didn't want to waste all the time. And Uber up there was $45, which is expensive.
Yeah.
But... you know, you figure it would have been $10 each for us to get up there anyway. So we each pay an extra $10, $12, and it saves us over an hour.
Okay.
This is the main
thing. So
the
time is worth it.
The time was worth it. So we Ubered up there, and our Uber driver, I did want to admit, so our Uber driver is a PhD student at Temple University.
Oh, wow.
In economics.
Wow.
And...
So did he break down how much better a deal it was for you to Uber than it was to how you were impacting the economy better?
Well, we were talking a bunch about PhDs because my girlfriend's got her PhD.
Sure.
So apparently they don't have to write a big 500-page dissertation. They write a bunch of mini dissertations.
Okay.
So instead of one big idea, they have five big ideas. They still have to be about 100 pages each. But he's working on healthcare economics.
Oh.
And... he is co-authored one of his dissertations with one of the authors of the Affordable Care Act.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So we're getting carted around.
This guy's Ubering. What kind of car did he have? Prius.
I don't remember.
Something
I think
small.
It was a Prius.
Of course, Prius.
Of course, it was a Prius.
Everybody loves Priuses.
Yeah. But yeah, it was so cool. That's nice. We're talking to this PhD candidate. Who's
wow.
That was cool, but that was 45. Well, then, basically, long story short, on the way, and we had a wonderful visit with my grandmother.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Everything's good with Graham?
Everything's pretty good with her, yeah.
Okay.
And she's 87.
Wow.
And still driving, but is a good driver.
Okay.
And she was adamant about this. She said...
of course she was. she didn't want you, you know, taking away her wheels.
No, she drove us, and she is
oh,
a good driver.
Really?
Yeah, so because we got there and she...
Did you ask her to drive you, or did she just say, listen, I'll show you how good a driver I am. Get in the car. No, Grandma, I believe you. Shut up. Get in the car.
Well, we wanted to go get Italian, and... But it's funny, she's in a retirement home, and she makes fun of all the other drivers.
Okay.
It was great.
Sure. She's elderly on elderly hate.
Oh, she said... you should see some of these people. They can barely walk, and they're driving around.
She's right.
She is right.
She's absolutely right. Good for your grandma for standing up. Did you, so where'd she take you? To an Italian place?
Little Italian place. It was great. Nice. Well, long story short, afterwards, we would
I don't know if you can say that twice and still have it mean anything.
Well, but then we went on a tangent, so I was returning it to the original clause.
Fair enough.
Per the clause in my contract that allows me to...
At gymnasium.com?
Yeah,
ad hoc.gymnasium.com.
Yeah, I got
right.
it.
So?
Well, we're running late for the train on the way back to go downtown to go to Delaware. So, well, we're a little late for the train. We don't want to miss the rehearsal dinner for the wedding.
Mm.
We better just Uber down to 30th Street Station. So the $45 trip becomes a $90 trip.
Whoa.
We get to 30th Street Station, and then we eventually made it down to the rehearsal dinner. Well, then we needed an Uber to get to the actual rehearsal dinner from the train station, and I think there was an Uber somewhere else in the middle of that. But basically, over 2 or 3 days, we ended up spending over $150 on Ubers.
Whoa.
And and I wish
Uber.
Yeah, if I had planned,
what would it have taken you to rent a car?
Exactly. I should have we discussed that we should have done this.
Yeah.
But I did not plan the distances between everything.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of renting a car.
Yeah.
I don't
So the thing is, the wedding reception was at the hotel where we were staying.
Perfect.
And she was in the wedding, so she knew everybody. So the idea for me for Ubering is, if you're going somewhere and you won't need a car much, then it's, and you may need one or two Uber rides. Okay, cool. I'll spend $40 or $50 total.
Total.
You know, and
but distance. Yeah,
that was mistakes were made, Brian.
Well, did you learn from your mistake, Cody?
No,
that's all. You didn't.
Not
so you're
at all.
Never going to rent a car.
Nope. I'm Ubering home after this podcast.
Are you really?
My girlfriend texted me and said, do you want me to pick you up after the podcast? And I said, nope, I'm going to Uber home.
Uber it. Because yeah. I got to run up my monthly total for Uber to over $1,000.
I'm addicted now.
I have never taken an Uber ride.
Which is funny to me.
I've given Uber rides.
I know.
But I've never taken Uber
That's
rides,
why
which is weird.
Funny to me.
Because renting cars, like when we go to New Orleans, I always rent cars. Even though I think, maybe I won't need it this time. But I always end up needing it, running around for something for Molly or going. I don't mind driving like a distance to go to dinner or something. So I love to have a car. I love to just jet around. I don't want to be at the Mersey. Like if I... Even going into the quarter, I knew the parking lot's on the outskirts. And so since I know I'm not going out to party like a maniac, I'll drive. If I knew I was going out to get all, if I knew I was going out to get all ripped up, then, you know.
So you're saying I should not rent a car when I go?
To where?
To New Orleans someday.
No, it depends. What? Yeah, you don't need a car.
You know I'm going to
rage. Yeah, you don't need a car. You're going to be, you're going to be staying near the quarter.
Raging.
Raging.
Raging
hard. Raging Cajun.
Is that what I am?
You will be down there.
What's that guy's name?
Who?
The Raging Cajun.
Charlie Daniels? No. The musician or the...
Clinton's old advisor or campaign manager.
Oh, the James Carville.
James Carville.
There you go. He's down there in New Orleans.
He's in the movie about Larry Flint. The People versus Larry Flint. He's in that.
He was in everything for a while. He was a big shot.
Was he really?
Looks like a lizard. Lizard man. Big lizard head.
He does.
He's scaring me.
I don't like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he teaches. He taught at Tulane for a while. Might still be a teacher there.
Wow. Yeah,
he's a smart dude, I guess.
Does he have a giant gash on his face from a vegetable?
No, he has a scar from a fight, sword fight with Harry Potter.
Oh.
A wand fight. He looks like Voldemort.
Yeah.
So that could be it. No, I do have a... So, all right. And you mentioned this. You did not have a cheesesteak. How do you go to... See, it'd be like coming to Chicago and not having pizza. And I know that sounds jive and touristy, but there's a reason that it's because it's so good.
It's so good.
And it's that's what a place is known for. I try to have something from a place... But you know, it sounds like you were running around. It sounds like you didn't have a lot of downtime.
Dude,
I'm surprised at the reception they didn't have cheesesteaks.
So they did.
They did?
I was halfway through the dinner and I was stuffed. I was about ready to explode. Finish the dinner anyway. And we're dancing. It's 3 hours in. And then they bring out the late night food and they were cheesesteaks.
Oh,
I was so
man.
Full, dude. I could not fit anything in my body. I would have physically exploded.
I like that they brought out like courses after people had been drinking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought out some food.
Yeah.
Even though you were right in the hotel.
You've heard of them. You've been to weddings where they do that.
I've been to weddings. I don't remember that.
Ah, because you don't.
I haven't been to a wedding in a while.
Mm.
No, I used to. The last time I went to a wedding, when was it? 2 years ago was the last wedding I went to. It was my cousin's wedding. Yeah. I stayed till the bitter end. I was one of the last guys to go.
And my brother's ex-wedding, they brought out pizzas later on.
Really?
Yeah, just under the hot, nothing fancy.
No,
just...
but that's. I think it's a great idea. No weddings I've been to ever served late night snacks.
Maybe it's a new. They were both Catholic weddings.
Maybe it's a new thing though. Maybe that's a new. You know, I've been to weddings where they have like different carts. There was a wedding I went to that had the rainbow cone cart. Came in. The people from Rainbow Cone were there. Served rainbow cones. It was great. I've seen other little things at weddings, but I've never been to one where they brought out after the cake and stuff was done. That was it. You were on your own. You were drinking. Maybe eating an orange from the bar if you were lucky. Some cherries.
But again, I was so full.
But they did have them.
They did.
Oh. Did your lady have some?
No.
Not even a bite.
We were so full.
I understand. You're reiterating that.
How full were we?
I don't know.
So full.
Gluttonously full?
Dude, it was gluttonous.
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 I could have eaten another bite. It was gluttonous.
No, literally, I gained 5 pounds last
night. Really?
What
did they serve that was so delicious?
Yeah, I had too many aperitifs.
Ah.
I had crab cakes.
Ooh.
Well, I did have a ton of crab cakes.
That'll fill you up.
And East Coast specialty.
Right, yes, you got it. Well, but that's Maryland. You were in Delaware.
Delaware,
I'll
Maryland.
Say, yeah, I'll give it to it. It's close enough.
Delaware's got to have something going for it.
Hmm.
Give it a break.
I don't know much about Delaware.
No one does.
Right. Is it even a state?
I think technically, legally.
One of the 50?
One of them.
Or is it a territory like Puerto Rico?
No, but I'm thinking if they...
People right now are going, is he so stupid he doesn't know Delaware's a state? Are you so stupid you don't know I'm joking? Wow. How did I turn on the listener like that?
Wow.
That was pent up. A lot of years. A lot of years of pushing it down.
But I think Delaware's on the chopping block. I think if we ever admit Puerto Rico, we got to get rid of one state to keep 50 stars.
Yeah, and what do we know about Delaware?
It's east of us.
Right.
That's it.
I knew that.
That's the extent.
It's near, it must be near Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know much.
So we got to get rid of Delaware or Rhode Island, but Rhode Island, they have the Mountie uniforms.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like Rhode Island. Plus, it's up there with Vermont. They're kind of jammed together almost like a set. Mm-hmm. Can't break up the set.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That won't work.
Like Delaware. Breaking up Cheech and Chong.
Right. Which has only worked out for Cheech. Didn't work out well for Chong.
So weird.
It is weird, but he a little money making, pot paraphernalia.
Yeah.
But that he goes to jail for it. So how good did it work out for Chong? Even though his daughter was Ray Dawn. Ray Dawn Chong. Which is a great name.
I'm not touching that one.
What? That's her name, Ray Dawn Chong.
That's a weird name to have.
I don't know if it's unique. She was a unique looking woman. She may still be. I haven't seen Ray Dawn Chong in a while. We dated back in 82.
Did you now?
For a minute and a half.
How'd that work?
Not long. Only dated a minute and a half.
Was it a good minute and a half?
No, it was tumultuous.
Ooh. Wow.
Ups and downs. It was horrifying.
Very dramatic.
It was very dramatic. There was a lot of music. CNN actually made a jingle for it. Dun, 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 dun.
The Brian and Ray Young Chong. What's her name?
Ray. Say that again.
I thought it was Ray Young Chong or
Ray
something.
Ray Dawn Chong.
Ray Dawn Chong.
Ray Young Chong?
I don't know,
that's
man.
Not it?
I thought it was a...
Did you think you ordered something at a restaurant?
I'm concerned about my short-term memory.
Really?
Yeah.
Too much blow or doobage.
Too much blow?
Too much blow. Too much doobage when you were in Colorado.
Yeah, the line of coke I did in the bathroom is not working out for my short-term memory.
This is like an 80s disco.
That's why I was so jacked up when I came in.
Sure, because you're all, your teeth are grinded together. You got a white silk shirt on and a big medallion. I don't know what's going on with you. It's crazy. Driving a Ferrari.
We got to get
singing to Glenn Frey, You Belong in the City.
I don't know that one.
That's from Miami Vice.
I know Paradise City.
Take Me Down. What do you think of Axel trying to get all his fat pictures off the internet?
Is he?
Yep, he's suing. He wants all the fat pictures off the internet. I'm like, listen, maybe you shouldn't have eaten so many donuts. Then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
My girlfriend says he used to be the sexiest man alive.
I there's probably women who think that.
He's up there.
Yeah, I guess if you like that heroin-looking guy. Well, that's what he looked like. He was. He looks like, you know, that real scrawny, stringy.
He never did drugs.
Okay, listen. You want to get on the, you know. I'm not saying, whatever. There's a lot of reports that they did dabble in narcotics.
I'm kidding. I'm guessing every rock star in the 80s and 90s did right. every drug.
So, but that was a look. That was his look. That kind of skinny, you know, the leather pants, the snake dance.
That hair, man.
The hair, right. And then he let himself go for a while. And there were a lot of pictures of him when he let himself go.
For 2 decades when he was living in obscurity, not performing.
Working on the Chinese spaghetti.
Chinese democracy.
Yeah, Chinese democracy.
Now
whatever.
Look at him. He's lead singer of AC/DC.
And Guns N' Roses.
Which
this guy went from having no jobs to having 2 jobs.
Well, that is, come on. You listen to AC/DC and Guns N' Roses and you think, why isn't Axl covering AC/DC?
Right. Well, now he is.
It's a match made in heaven. Only, is AC/DC even touring?
That's why Axl had to come, because Brian Jones lost his hearing in the middle of their tour and they just kind of bounced him and decided not to stop touring, so they brought Axl in.
That's wild to me.
It is wild. It's no loyalty. That's what I tell you. No loyalty in rock and roll.
I would never do that to you, Brian.
Listen, I know you can't wait for the day I drop dead, and then you could just step right in, or I lose my hearing, or I burn the rest of my face off, and then you'll be like, yeah, now I can do the show. Now it's not the Brian Duda show with Cody Goff. Ha-ha! Now it's just Cody and the dead fat guy.
If you ever lose your hearing, I'll still keep doing the show.
Really?
I'll just let you talk, and if I need to interrupt you, I'll throw a little pencil at you.
Just turn me off. I won't even know if I'm talking or not.
Yeah, oh my God. I gotta say...
Can we do a shout out to Dave Plyer?
We have to.
I don't know what Dave's angling for. I think he's angling for something big. But I'll tell you, I don't care. Because how long have we complained? We shilled for a water sponsor that we never got. I cajoled the afternoon hosts, Roe's producers, to get Roe to open up his yapper and tell people we needed water. I figured he had the power to get the... to get us some water. No water ever emerged. Come in today, in your little room, there's a new fridge stacked with water bottles.
So many water bottles.
I say, ooh, where'd this come from? Dave Plyer brought it in. I see we got an office thing, like a
cup.
A cup filled with pens, because nobody ever has a pen. And they're all matching pens. And I'm sure they're all going to be stolen. But it's a beautiful thing. I'm guessing he brought that in too. Plus, things are cleaned up. Like he cleaned out the room where the producers sit. I think he was just maybe bored one night.
Really bored.
Came in and decided, you know what, I need water and I'm sick of the clutter.
Yeah.
So good news, good man, Dave Plyer.
No, this is the cleanest I've ever seen the Showcase studio.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's like when you're selling a house. You gotta gussy it up before you put it on the market. I hope not. I love sitting in here. You know.
Weren't they trying to sell the tower for a while?
They still are.
No.
Somebody will buy it, and we'll be out on the street.
That sucks.
Just as we've always said, I always said we're going to end up doing our show with a bullhorn on a street corner, that's going to happen.
I still want to do it from Taco Bell.
Again, I'm Taco Bell. Are you listening? We love you. Burrito Chichito. I don't even know what that means. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Bring back the Chihuahua.
You want to bring back the Chihuahua?
No, we'll be the new Chihuahuas.
We'll dress up as one Chihuahua or 2 separate Chihuahuas?
I think a Master Blaster Chihuahua.
What is that?
Did you ever see Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
With the original one?
With Master Blaster, yeah.
No, I never saw that. Oh,
you got
Thunderdome.
Oh, Thunderdome.
I own it.
Master Blaster. It's a giant dude, and then you get a little dude that sits on top of him. So we get like a huge Chihuahua and then a little Chihuahua that sits on top.
Like Krang?
Yeah, I get. Oh, yeah, like Krang.
Would you? So I have to sit on your head?
I don't know. We'd have to. The logistics are puzzling to me.
We're very tall. The ceilings are not high enough.
Yeah, let's just do 2 giant chihuahuas, like mutant chihuahuas, chalupa chihuahuas, chihuahupas. Listen, we're throwing ideas your way, Taco Bell. Pick them up, free. That's it. Bring us on. Come sponsor the show. We'll do a broadcast. We'll do the podcast from a Taco Bell.
All right, I got to hear about how you burned your face off so that I can call an Uber and get home.
We
got to
get out of here because tomorrow I got to get up at 6:30, which is now just regular. I don't even feel like it's a big 6:30. It's not a big deal. Everybody gets up at 6:30.
Mm.
A lot of people do. All right. So, you know, the other night there's no school, so I'm home and I think I'm going to make dinner for the little lady because I love to cook. And So I decide I'm going to, what was I making that night? I forget.
Eggplant.
No. I was making shrimp with a Cajun or a cabbage, cashew kind of Asian salad. I was seasoning the shrimp and doing them in a pan and putting them on top. And I thought, you know what? I'll get some asparagus because I love asparagus. It'd be nice to have a vegetable. So I'm getting everything ready. And I put just a little bit of olive oil in the pan to get hot to put the asparagus in after I boil it. So then I heat it up. I put a little salt, a little seasoning on there, a little delicious. Anyway, I'm cooking up a storm. I'm listening to the Hamilton soundtrack. Everything is great. My wife is rolling her eyes. I'm singing along. I want to be in the room where it happens. Oh, burn. I'm singing along, and my wife is hating every second of it. And I was like, listen, there's only like 4 songs left. Do you mind? No, you listen to whatever you want.
She doesn't like the Hamilton
soundtrack? No, she's not smart on this issue.
Oh.
That's the only thing. I love her. She has impeccable taste in men. But when it comes to Broadway musicals, nothing. Not at all. She hates it. And I'm cranking it up in the kitchen because I figure this is my arena now. And I need to fill the arena with something that will. But it's hard to cook when you're crying. And so, you're listening to the Hamilton soundtrack, you get a little emotional. Anyway. So Hamilton is cranking up. My salad is going well. I've got the shrimp in the pan. Oh, everything's good. So now I've got the oil. Again, like a teaspoon and a half of olive oil. That's
sure.
Not much. I got it hot in the pan. Put the asparagus in there. Roll it around. Everything's cooking. Everything's going. Ooh, I can't wait. It's going to be good. It's Friday night. Thursday night. I got my wife a nice bottle of wine open so she can have a glass of wine with dinner. Everything's good.
Red or white?
Oh, it's golden. Red.
Red with shrimp?
We don't like white wine.
Oh.
Yeah, wait. Listen, I don't cotton to those kind of rules. I wasn't drinking it anyway. But you drink what you like. If you like reds, you drink reds. If you like whites, you drink whites. Okay. It doesn't matter what you're eating. Who cares? What, do I put my pinky out? What, am I a sommelier? I'm listening to Hamilton and making shrimp. That's all.
You could be a musical sommelier.
I could be. When did I become this Broadway soundtrack guy?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I'll tell you, I woke up in the middle of the night last night to go to the bathroom, and one of the songs came into my head. And I was like, oh no, I've been indoctrinated. Now I have to wait till the 21st of June when singles tickets go on sale for Hamilton, and I'll be online, Debbie will be online, and Molly will be online.
Wait, single tickets?
Or tickets, yeah, not subscription. Tickets to the public, not single tickets.
In New York?
No, here.
It's coming here?
Yes, duh. In September.
I didn't know that. I'm not a musical sommelier.
Oh,
we've been over there.
How are you out of the loop on this? It's the biggest thing to hit the stage since the stage was invented.
I'm out of the loop on this because after buying Guns N' Roses and Book of Mormon tickets?
Yeah, you're out.
I am broke.
I don't blame you. You're out. Those are two big cash outlays.
And I shelled out for tickets for those.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
So anyway, tickets go on sale the 21st. Can't wait. Already very, very excited. I'm not going to get it. But every day, they're doing an online lottery. Every day, they're giving away 10 tickets.
For Hamilton.
For Hamilton.
Oh, so we're not still on the cooking. Now we're on Hamilton.
No. Well, that's a sidebar. Now I'm back. So I'm listening, and I'm cooking, and everything's going. So now the asparagus is going, and I love asparagus. So much so that I can't wait till it's done. I have to sample it, as all good cooks do. So I'm like, oh, I'm working, da-da-da. And I pick up a stalk of asparagus, a small one, because I figure, well, the small one doesn't look quite as appetizing as some of the big ones, so I'll just scarf that down myself. And I pick it up, and it's a little, because it was very thin, it got a little floppier during the steaming process than some of the thicker ones. So I go to put it in my mouth, and it whips, and hits right on my chin. And now it's got burning olive oil on it. Even a little oil at that temperature is going to sear your skin. But I had not shaved in like 4 days. So I look like a homeless guy who's cooking asparagus and listening to a Broadway soundtrack. And I feel this, and I'm like, yeah! And first thing I do is shove the stalk of asparagus in my mouth. Because I'm like, I'm not going to waste it. Shove that in. And then I'm like, take out my finger, rub my chin, and I get my fingers wet in the sink, and I put some water on there, and I'm like, oh, all right. And I go and look in the mirror. Well, of course, all I see is the fact that I haven't shaved in 4 days. So now I've got gray stubble and like a glistening. Like, you know when you're eating corn on the cob and butter kind of drips down your chin and you get all kind of greasy? It kind of looks like that a little bit. But I'm like, all right. So I go and I wash my face again. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. And then we eat. And as we're eating, you know, you've gotten sunburned, blisters when you've gotten sunburned or something.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel it going, I'm touching my face. I'm like, it kind of feels like a blister. And I say to Debbie, you see anything there? She goes, yeah, you haven't shaved in 4 days. Get a job. And I'm like, all right. And so yesterday I wake up and we were going to a party. Exciting party. 2-year-old's birthday party. Man, can't beat that.
Hope you shaved for that.
I did shave for that. So I shaved yesterday and I'm looking and I can kind of see that there's a blister there. I'm like, man, I really burned myself with this asparagus. I thought it was just, you know, maybe hot, that kind of, like a hot food thing where it doesn't, but it seared me. It scalded me. All right. So yesterday it looks okay. I wake up this morning and now it's a red dot, but it was a bigger red dot this morning to the point where, like I said, I went, huh?
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it kind of hurts. I don't know what degree burn it is, but it was a burn.
Currently, does it hurt?
No, not really. No. Unless I do this, if I poke at it. But I'm not poking at it. I'm not going to poke it. But I could still feel that it's there.
It doesn't look bad.
No, it doesn't look as bad now. It's going away. But it was just... So what did I learn? Nothing. I learned, one, cut back a little on the olive oil, maybe. You know, don't need quite as much. Maybe go a teaspoon rather than a teaspoon and a half. Just enough to... So that the stuff sticks to the asparagus. That's why you want the oil in there. So like your pepper and your garlic powder and your salt stick to the asparagus. Oh. But also maybe just wait till I'm done cooking.
So I don't understand why people cook naked.
Oh, I would never cook naked. One, it's just gross.
Right.
Because body hairs are flying off you and I don't want pubes in my pasta.
What if you're perfectly shaved? Everywhere.
If you
everywhere. Hairless.
If you're hairless, if you're a cat, a hairless cat, one, it's going to depend on who is shaved completely. You still have head hair, but you always have head hair whether you're clothed or not.
Right.
So it's the body hair issue. No, I don't want to know.
Bodybuilders are perfectly smooth.
That's true. I don't know, but nobody should know because you're going to get splash. You know, that oil probably was... If it was hot enough to my face with the asparagus, yeah. It's probably spurting out a little out of the pot.
I agree.
Or the pan, you know.
And that's not a euphemism.
No. Or in the, just the heat. No, I don't want my, as I pull up a nice tray of something out of the oven, I don't want my beans and franks dangling over my, you know, my casserole.
Uh-huh.
Which is a number of euphemisms all together in once. No. Why? Who do you know that cooks naked?
Nobody. We've had listeners tell us.
Well, they're misguided. They're not thinking clearly. Perhaps they were microwaving a burrito after being drunk. That you can do naked.
Oh.
If you wake up hungover and you're stumbling to the bathroom and you're like, I need a Pop-Tart. You could do that naked. You could throw. You could reheat a piece of pizza in the microwave naked. You cannot create a Chateaubriand for two or a souffle. You cannot make a souffle naked because souffle is all about balance. And if you're naked, and I love the naked female form more than probably most people alive. But no. That's why I never find erotic like that scene in 9 1/2 Weeks in some other movies where they're pouring chocolate and things all over themselves.
Oh.
I always think that's gross.
I don't do food and yeah, what's
no, I no. Yuck. It's like, come on. There's I you know, having a glass of champagne, that's nice. But pouring chocolate syrup all over your naked body, all I could think of is, oh, that is a mess.
Right, it's a mess.
Yeah, how are you going to clean that up?
I don't even want barbecue sauce on my fingers after eating ribs.
My wife never used to eat any food that you had to pick up. Like she always wanted to use a sandwich she would do. But like ribs and things, because I don't know if it was how she was. She didn't want to get messy. And I'm like, yeah, but ribs are good. Now she eats everything. Because I've turned around, I've indoctrinated her into my way of thinking.
I can relate to that. I don't put down a sandwich when I eat it.
Like even on a plate?
At all. Once I have a sandwich or a burger anywhere, once it's served to me, I put it in my hand and I pick it up. And once I've got a grip on it, I do not put it down at any point.
Why?
Because.
Because.
If I put my fingers on a greasy sandwich or a greasy bun and I've got all greasiness.
Where are you eating? It's so greasy. Maybe go to a better place. Dab it with a napkin first, Captain Greasy. I only eat at 1950s diners.
Any greasy food. Or like, if I put it down, right. Then when I take my hand off of it, I have to wipe off my hand. It's sticky. There's sauces that dripped out on it and glooped onto my hand. My hand's all gross. I got to wipe it off. I got to get it clean again. And then what do I have to do? I have to put my hand on that dirty sandwich all over again. And it's a whole process.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Have you never had a burger from a restaurant?
I eat sandwiches on a daily basis. And I put them down.
Not like a BLT. A BLT, I might...
Even, all right, so I know what you're talking about. Like a burger with a lot of stuff, and it gets kind of, it slides a little bit, and, mm-hmm. and there's maybe a mayo or a special sauce or, you know, bordelaise, whatever's on your burger. It's dripping out. I get it. I understand. I've had those. But I will put it down and wipe my face and stuff because I want to get a drink, or perhaps I want a taste of one of the sides that came with my burger. You know, I'll put it down. I'll pace myself. I'm not not an animal.
No. Impossible. If it's like a BLT and I put it down.
So if it's a big thing that takes two hands, you will not put it down. You will hold that sandwich in two hands.
One hand. I'll hold the sandwich with one hand. If I need to remove the second hand as my offhand to grab said drink or fries or other side, I will do so. But the one hand will all my left hand, my offhand, will always remain on the sandwich, holding it at all times.
I have got to go get a sandwich for us right now. We have to get sandwiches. There's so many. Wow.
I'm not joking about
this. No, I can tell you're not. And it's frightening.
My girlfriend has asked me, oh, can I have a bite of your sandwich? And I'll say, okay. And I hold it up to her. And she goes to grab it with two hands. And I say,
you won't even
put
it down? Wow.
I say, I'm not handing this to you.
And it's not a matter of you thinking that the plate is dirty.
No, please. Why would the plate be dirty?
I understand. So it's not that. It's that you don't want to take the time to wipe your hands.
No way. No. Wow. Or I don't want the sandwich to fall apart. You put a BLT down on the plate. The top layer of bread slides off sometimes. The lettuce slides off. Suddenly you've got not a sandwich, but a cascade, a tidal wave, a veritable tidal wave of food spread across your plate haphazardly. It's like a war zone.
I understand that. I made myself a tuna salad sandwich yesterday for lunch. And, you know, as I'm eating the sandwich, some of the tuna salad fell off. But I put the sandwich on, and then, you know, I didn't get a fork. Ate the rest of the tuna. No big.
You know what I would have done?
You would have never set it down.
Held onto the sandwich with my left hand, used my right hand to get the fork, and then used that to eat it while holding the sandwich at all times and not putting it down.
I would have loved to have seen you eat the cheesesteak. I would like to take you out for a barbecue sandwich, a big pulled pork sandwich that are very sloppy.
You gotta see a position. I'll use my right hand to position it the right way. So it's in my hand and it won't fall apart.
Do you cut them in half?
No. That'd be barbaric.
See, now I'll cut a big burger in half. Makes it a little easier to handle.
I don't do that.
Hmm.
Maybe that's the difference.
Well, plus then if you're eating a big burger, you know, you get Joker face because this stuff will go all the way up your cheeks. Why so serious?
I have a huge mouth. My mouth is gigantic.
What, are you unhinged like a snake? it looks regular size.
No, my mouth. Are you kidding? I'm gigantic. Yeah. My mouth is. I look all like right, the Joker, listen. Like the Jack Nicholson version.
Okay, listen. You have your own self image problems. I can't handle that. I can't help you with that.
We're gonna go out for a burger sometime.
I love to go out for a burger. I love burgers. I can't wait. I have not had a burger in a while.
I love them so much. I can't put it down.
Good morning. All right. That should wrap that up then. We'll leave on that note.
Oh, that's it.
No, I don't know. No,
we
don't
finish your story.
I didn't. Yeah, I did. So now I don't know. I didn't put any. Maybe I'll go home and put some Neosporin on it.
Put a Band-Aid on it. Spider-Man Band-Aid.
A big Band-Aid on my chin. What happened to your chin? Asparagus burned me. I got burned by a vegetable. Not some comatose person. Not someone in a persistent vegetative state, but an actual vegetable. So vegetables are not always good for you.
Get a VeggieTales Band-Aid.
Perfect. Because asparagus is one of the VeggieTales guys.
Exactly.
That would be... People would go, well, what's going on with you? Hey, asparagus burned me. Might as well help heal me. There you go. That's how
we end the podcast.
That is, with a life lesson.
What did we learn today?
Go buy VeggieTales Band-Aids. That's what we learned. Now, don't eat asparagus right out of the pan like an animal. Wait till it's on a plate. Maybe blow on it and cool it down. Use less oil. Cody doesn't put a sandwich down. We got to have a Cody sandwich challenge. Any sandwich makers want to be a sponsor. We're good for it. And I'll put it down. Cody will keep it in his hands.
I will not put it down.
That's nice. What if you... So you will do one massive cleanup at the end of the sandwich?
Yeah.
All right.
It simplifies.
Listen, I hear the old-timey radio folks in the hallway.
That's fine. We can stop. You don't need an excuse.
No, we do. I like it.
Are they actually
clamoring? What are these days they're going to charge us? Because we stay in here and they're like, we gotta go. We got to get in there.
Well,
what was with Brian and Cody sitting in there? Their show was done an hour and 10 minutes ago. What are they doing? Waiting around. The old-timey folks. They're going to come in like, and they'll come in black and white. They won't even be in color. Just show up like a cinescope.
All right. Well, if you want to tell us how you eat sandwiches, you can find
Please.
Us on Facebook at Brian Noonan Show or on Twitter at Brian Noonan Show, or I'm at Producer Cody on Twitter and Facebook.
Wait, don't wrap it up because we have not done the obligatory plug your podcast.
And you can hear my other podcast, Game Life Balance US, on WGNplus.com, the official podcast network of WGN Radio.
Look at that. Now we got it in. We almost didn't. Usually it's organic.
I was not even going to go there. But
I have to. I contractually have to. Because you know what happened? One time I put a sandwich down and signed a contract without reading it because I was trying to wipe off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the contract.
You know what got on the pencil? Grease and disgustingness.
Greasy and disgusting. Grease and disgustingness.
Dripped all over. God, it's so gross. How can you put down a sandwich? That is barbaric.
Because I pick up a napkin.
Impossible.
It's not impossible.
Impossible.
It's normal.
No.
It's not crazy to go, I'm not... No, just the thought of never putting something down.
This is a skill I never developed.
Then I would feel like I had to wolf everything down because I couldn't actually set it down.
I take my time. I have an iron grip.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't stuff just drip down your arm then? Or you don't care?
No, God, no, no. You got to elevate your elbow.
All right, this is way too much work.
We're going to get some video of this.
Yeah, we got to do it. Maybe next week. We're going to start posting videos, too, of us eating sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, we were going to do videos, and then lots of things happened. So
things
we were
happened
too busy.
This week, yeah. We'll get back
next
to
time.
It. All
next
right.
time. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Listen, have a lovely day. Goodbye.
Why was that so funny?
I don't know, because it's not daytime.
Oh, that's true.